Before a natural disaster at ready.gov, that's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, my friends. 9:22. Got a cloudy sky and 26 degrees. So our Monday talk around rolls on here. It's Make-A-Wish Monday, and you know what? You may hold the ticket to a child's wish. Billy Joe Zielinski, president and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota, on the phone with me here this morning. Billy Joe, good morning.
Good morning to you, Bill.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. Hey, tell me, you got a great program coming up here. Tell us about helping us. We can help with Wish Kids and Taking Flight. What is this about?
Yeah, so it's called our Wishes in Flight program, and it's a unique program where we, as Make-A-Wish, are one of the few charities who can accept unused airline miles, and they don't expire for us. We can translate those and exchange them for round-trip tickets for Wish children and their families. It's a really cool program. It's one of my favorite events of the year.
Well, it sounds incredible. I was not aware of this, and I haven't heard of this. How does Wishes in Flight, Billy Joe, how does it advance your mission with Make-A-Wish?
Well, so as you well know, we grant those wishes for children with critical illnesses, and about 75% of those wishes involve travel. And so we can use those airline miles that are donated to us the cost of a wish. That is what's so cool, is that they can, you know, people can be part. It doesn't have to take money. It actually can just take a little bit of your frequent flyer miles that you may have in your account.
That is amazing. Let's talk a little bit, Billy Joe. I know the pandemic, I understand that travel wishes just reemerged kind of this past fall as things have loosened up here. Talk a little bit more about how this drive will help those kids who've been waiting. They had to wait through the pandemic for their wish to be granted. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so during the pandemic, our domestic travel wishes were for our kiddos, but we have emerged, and that is exciting. And so we are working through and getting those kids off to their wishes. And we used up all of the miles that we had donated last year. So last year, this is our sixth annual, by the way, miles drive. And last year we raised over 400,000 miles that could defray the cost of a wish. And so that's almost, you know, two complete wishes with their families, you know, that we were able to help defray that cost. And so even this fiscal year, we've granted 18 wishes, sorry, and 16 of those have involved travel to go to Hawaii, many to go to Disney World, and to go to Metro New York.
Boy, that warms my heart just hearing about it. Billy Joe, are you partnered with anybody on this? I know Make-A-Wish North Dakota. You've got a lot of friends. Who are your partners for this?
Yeah, so we've been doing this for 6 years, as I mentioned, and we've been doing it with 5-star call centers, and they're a call center. And what's so cool is their agents, their customer service agents, they are amazing volunteers. On Wednesday, March 1st, they actually take over our 800 number, and they answer calls to kick off our drive. And so we try to have a big push at the beginning of March. We can accept airline miles throughout the year, but we really have this big push once a year in March, and then they help us kick it off. So Valley News Live here is going to be promoting it on their television. So we are we're partnering with all sorts of people to make this happen.
We are talking with President and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota about Miles for Smiles Drive, Wishes in Flight going on. And how can our listeners, Billy Joe, get involved in this if they're hearing this right now?
Well, number one, you can find your frequent flyer miles number from either Delta or United. Delta and United, we can specifically get those donated to our North Dakota chapter. There are programs for American Airlines and JetBlue, but they are kind of pooled together and distributed that way. But these are direct to us, specifically to us. So we're making a big push for 1,000 minimum of miles. That's the program asked for, 1,000 minimum of United or Delta. So you have to find that frequent flyer mile. call in at 800-362-9474 or go online, whichever is most convenient for you, and then have a little bit of information about yourself. Decide what you, how many miles you want to donate, either that minimum of 1,000 or the sky's the limit. But I think what's cool is that you may have 1,000, but 50 other people may have 1,000, and we can then have a ticket. That's what's great, is combining it and really this community coming together to help wishes come true.
Miles for Smiles Drive, again, that's happening this Wednesday. I have to ask, Billy Joe, can we donate our airline miles throughout the year too?
Yes, all year round you can donate them. We just try to make sure that people are aware, as it seems kind of new to you, you know, that they are, that you're aware that those miles can your account.
Boy, good stuff. Make your miles bring smiles. I love that. Billy Joe, anything else you want to add this morning before we wrap it up?
No, I just thank you. You're another partner of ours. We thank you so much for giving our mission some voice in your community. And we thank your listeners for being involved in any way that they feel that they want to be making wishes happen.
Oh, good stuff. That's why we're here. Billy Joe Zielinski, great to talk with you. Stay warm, and we will talk again next month, okay?
Sounds good. Happy spring.
All right. Billy Joe Zielinski, president and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota. And again, Miles for Smiles Drive. Don't forget about it. It's happening this Wednesday. 928 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. The Ag Secretary and the European Union Ag Commissioner visited on common goals and different strategies related to sustainability on day two of the 2023 USDA Ag Outlook Forum. Rod Bain for the USDA has the story.